There's a recent news item that says LGBT activists vow to shut down Christian ministry. Your faith be darned. No longer content with widespread acceptance, activists are fighting to eliminate any program aimed at helping those struggling with same-sex attraction or gender identity. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Stephen Black, who's been a man who formerly was homosexual for 8 years, and that was over 35 years ago. Now he's the executive director of First Own Ministries, and alas, he is in the crosshairs of gay activists. I should also mention he is the author of a book called Freedom Realized, Finding Freedom from Homosexuality and Living a Life Free from Labels. Stephen, welcome back to the program. So great to have you on again.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be back.
Sure. Okay, so tell us about this recent controversy.
Well, it's really going back to the fact that these people are very angry and upset that a survey that we did that's a part of the book that conclusively shows a survey of over 25 years of client folders of people that went through our ministry have found lasting freedom from homosexuality. So they're very angry with this book that has come out. They're very angry that we as a ministry are publicly screening Dr. David Call Foster's transformed documentary and other documentaries. And they're, quite frankly, they just do not like the idea of the promotion of the gospel of Jesus Christ transforming people to come out of homosexuality. So yours truly has been doing that, and they're very angry with me.
You know, this is very interesting because, first of all, you know, tolerance, obviously, such a misused word because, you know, basically it only cuts one way. In other words, there's tolerance for them, but no tolerance for those who disagree with them. It's ridiculous.
It really is ridiculous. It's kind of a sad state of mind since this passage of the it's actually a Supreme Court ruling. It's not even a law, but the idea that that gay marriage or marriage being defined to include homosexual couples has gone through is now that there is a mindset of a demand, and that they're now even saying it themselves. And I quote, they're actually saying, the time of agreeing to disagree is over. It is now time for the church to completely accept LGBTQ people as gifts to come into the church.
Huh, isn't that interesting? Wow. Okay, here's a further quote from that article I was reading earlier. To open the program, gay advocate and protester Sarah Cunningham vowed to close First Stone Ministries. She appealed for a $25,000 grant from Starbucks for her mission. Her goal is to mobilize and eliminate any mention of the possibility of change, even if people want it, and even if it means a transformed life. Let me just stop for a moment. First of all, Sarah Cunningham herself could one day, by the grace of God, come to accept Jesus Christ and know him and find love and forgiveness through him, and could end up being on the other side of this issue. So, I mean, you know, the final chapter isn't written until somebody breathes their last. Secondly, I've just got to ask you this real fast. Please tell me she did not get that requested grant from Starbucks.
We don't know. It may have been divided up. There was communication, something about $10,000. We don't know. But part of her modus of operation is this idea that she is a mama bear and she wants to do what's called a 10,000 hugs tour. And so she wants to go through many states and go to all these different gay pride parades and hug LGBTQ people and shame parents who have a Christian worldview that homosexuality is unacceptable. And so that's part of what she's doing. And so, you know, how she uses her money in, you know, that's between her and her 501c3. But she definitely has this idea that any parent that does not fully embrace their LGBTQ children should be shamed, put in their place, and any ministry that would communicate that there is change possible is called a sham shame ministry. And so, and of course, they're using this ruse called conversion therapy as well. And now even the VP of former VP of Exodus is saying that the idea of convert to Christ is under conversion therapy. This is how far we've gone.
Oh my goodness, who's that? That person, the former VP.
Oh, Randy Thomas is the former vice president of Exodus International.
I've interviewed him.
Put on his blog this last week defining what conversion therapy is, and actually is saying that RHN Restored Hope Network ministries are worse than conversion therapists.
RSN meaning Restored Hope Network. Which is, by the way, is basically, it's what came out of the shambles of Exodus, or as Exodus was starting to go left, Restored Hope Network kind of like it.
We bolted.
Yeah,
The most mature ministries all left and formed Restored Hope Network.
By the way, and that happened about a year or two before Exodus went south, so to speak.
That's correct.
Now this is just absolutely amazing. Now is this Sarah Cunningham lady claiming to be a Christian? No.
Yes.
She is.
Oh yeah, and she's a part of a what's called a charismatic gay church in Oklahoma City called Expressions Community. I know the pastor. I actually ministered to him years ago. He's Assembly of God, and now he's married to a man, and they have a charismatic gay church, and she's a part of that.
She's not the one who went to see or tried to see Tony Perkins at the Family Research Council. This is an amazing story, just real fast, and then you can comment.
But I don't know if she's the one.
Okay, well, here's an amazing story, though. There was some lady who was a mother, and she was a mother of a child who was homosexual and wouldn't change or whatever, and she said that Christian parents have the obligation to just basically accept their children as they are and not, you know, try and work towards them to be changed. In other words, the homosexual lifestyle is not sinful per se, and we're just misreading God's word or whatever, the Bible, in doing that. She went to see Tony Perkins on the very day of August 15th, 2012, which is the notorious day when a gay activist went into the Family Research Council and tried to shoot up everybody, ended up only shooting up the arm of the security guard who, in the providence of God, wrestled him down to the ground and, you know, until he was arrested and charged with a hate crime, by the way, a domestic terrorist crime. But anyway, bottom line is, she then went to Tony Perkins' office the next day and complained that he wouldn't see her. And it was like she couldn't even see that this kind of anti-Christian rhetoric can actually, in some cases, lead to violence. I mean, I don't know any true Christian that would in any way advocate violence toward those we disagree with. You know? But
never.
Exactly. This is an amazing turn of events, though, here in America.
It really is. And this is the same woman who incited the protest against the Metro City Church a pastor outside of Detroit, and it's called Metro City Church. And this pastor received thousands of threats, emails, and there was a man that was arrested who was going to take his life, showed up with a gun. There's all this craziness. Well, Sarah Cunningham is the one who stirred up this protest on Facebook and had 2,000 contacts to get over 9,000 people barraging the church. They had several hundred people protest. And so it's like whipping people up into a frenzy. And she uses the words like dangerous, harmful, hurtful, and then she allows people that have claimed to be a part of our ministry, that claim to have tried to take their lives, and one man claims that he was a part of a support group that I led where four men supposedly committed suicide. So that was a pretty egregious accusation. So I contacted the man, and of course it was, you know, I'm not telling you names, I'm not telling you my real name, I'm not telling you anything. And they bold-faced lie about things, and they whip people into a frenzy. And quite frankly, Jerry, it's just a matter of time before somebody's going to get hurt.
Wow. Okay, so just backing up real fast, tell us about your own story and what you've been doing in ministry, and has it been effective, you know, or are you just a part of a sham type of ministry?
Well, you know what's ironic is we did have 185 people when we contacted the 500 over the 25 years that showed conclusively that 70% of those people went on to live completely surrendered to Jesus Christ. And, you know, I personally know hundreds of people that have come out of homosexuality. I've been doing this for 30 years. And so to say that people don't change, well, what about Anne Hesh, who was Ellen DeGeneres' lover when they came out, you know, all over Newsweek and Time Magazine and the media in the 90s? Well, Anne is now with a man and has children. So, you know, if Hollywood can change, why can't Christians proclaim the gospel that does an amazing eternal and internal work of changing the soul to have a different direction, especially mindset and behavioral change? Of course people change. And we see it all the time. And it's just tragic, honestly, that these people do not want to allow this message to get out at all.
What's so amazing, too, though, is, you know, this is America. The, you know, you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is even the way it's worded. Well, if somebody wants to pursue happiness through the avenue of faith in Jesus Christ and freedom from their homosexual desires, what's wrong with that? I mean, this is it's a free country. You know, hey, if you want to go back to that, you'll still answer to Jesus Christ. But, you know, nobody's going to try and use violence or force or the government to shut you down.
That's exactly right. And so if we're going to proclaim that we actually believe the Bible, that I actually believe Romans 1 or 1 Corinthians 6 or Ephesians chapter 5 about sexual immorality and idolatry, and I do believe and proclaim that, then what it does is it actually is smacking up against the conscience. So deep down inside, if they're so secure in their homosexuality, they would leave well enough alone. But what this really does point to is there is a Creator. He has created us in His image, and they know they're in rebellion to God deep down inside. And they hate having that challenge because it is smacking up against something inside of them in their created design to actually have the God void filled by a loving relationship with Jesus Christ. And so they are, you know, under the prince of the power of the air. It is a spiritual war. And this is what we're faced with the church. We've got three bills right now in California that are actually attacking anyone who proclaims in any way freedom from homosexuality, where there is either counseling or conferences or materials of you know, books or anything. They're now trying to outlaw it in the state of California.
Well, we're basically out of time. This is an amazing thing. I just want to close with this one thought. I actually know some ex-smokers. But that doesn't mean there aren't real ex-smokers who are able to give it up and live on, you know, move on with their lives. Let me give you a website. It is firststone.org, firststone.org. No pause there. And the name of the book, again, is Freedom Realized. Stephen Black, thanks so much for being with us. God bless and
yeah,
all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you now.
Yeah, thank
bye-bye.
You. God bless. Bye.